Blog Talk Radio.
The reason that, the argument, the big argument came about 1918 was because of Rand over the Reeves. Okay, so now you're familiar with that piece. What happened?
After my
He was out of the United States. That's what I'm telling you. And they took over the organization. And I said, did I not say that?
We want to make sure we accurate for the people.
No, I'm saying that's the same thing up there. They took over because they felt that the organization should be in the state of the United States. They elected me to chair. I said, okay, so who was that about this? So I'm trying to follow, so I don't believe in the falsehoods.
Right.
So 1918 came back and came up and played, as I said, with brothers that have been eliminated and kicked out of the organization. And have allowed the law for lives, the law for whatever it is. So when they created 1918, they didn't know anything about it, about their work. I've had people threaten, kill me, shoot me through one error. He lied and argued and said that I missed that football player. I don't know them. I'm a dumb job or whatever. They kept you all away from me. And everything that they've done is when we do something within the UNIA, somebody inside the work of this school back to kill them. They have nothing on the law. So let's talk about what we're doing. And the next thing you know, they're putting roadblocks up against us to stop the progress of the revolution. So we went underground. And a lot of things you get here didn't know. Anything from a professional standpoint, a legal standpoint, that has to do with the organization, that has to go before the government, anything on that last, they go to us. Other people are nowhere around in the country. They gave you a story about the Confederation Martin's God. There are a number of times that the Confederation Martin's God has come up. And you've been in the office with the country of this one, Grand, we were in his office talking about that. Us not letting down, not tolerating influence. Even the last generation of Marcus Garvey, before Obama, went into office. We had a team of task force that was working on getting it done. We went to Judy Garvey and tried to bring him into this and to be a part of the organization that he was in and said, you know, if you want to have something good, as a matter of fact, he was looking at some other organizations. The leaders of us. So, what he did, he went back and got some lawyers on his own, and then they got some petitions and stuff to try to force and have people sign up to try to force Obama to actually force them to the Confederation Martin Luther King. But what they did is they muddied the water for us as well, UNIA. And so, what they also did. We went in there and talked about exoneration of Marcus Garvey. Judas Garvey went in there and talked about the exoneration of Marcus Garvey, the Nation of Islam, and somebody else. All three different points. And it fell miserable. And since Obama, and then he muddled the water and says, that man, Obama couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. And that's called exoneration. And people tell you that Judas Garvey was the backbone. Well, let me tell you something else. Judas Garvey, and I don't want people to take it the wrong way. The Because people have their own reasons for why they do things and why they don't do things. Judy Shaw, Martin Luther Jr., didn't grow up in the United States. They hated their dad. They didn't want to have anything to do with the organization whatsoever. The only time Judy Shaw came into the organization was when he thought there was money in the organization. When he found out there was no money in the organization, he didn't just squint his eyes. Now, a lot of the problems that happened in the UNIA, when James, when Marcus Allen, I don't care, when Marcus Allen passed away, and James Stewart became president of the UNIA, Captain Harvard, Amy Job, not international, Amy Job, they tried to change the name of the organization. And they felt that the UNIA was fully recruited to Amy Job, his family, and they were fully recruited. So that's where a lot of your problems begin to get started. And I'm sure Tom Tyler has said that he made a promise to Marcus Allen that he will take care of his widow when he passed away. Well, James Stewart, they moved his whole family to Africa, and he was given Marcus Allen's wife money as much as he could. Because people had actually, when he went to Africa, in Charlotte, all of them did the same thing to Stewart as they did to Marcus Allen. The intent was to be here in the United States. But he was over there. Well, James Stewart never took the world headquarters out of Ohio, the state of Ohio. He just prepared by it. Yeah. But the one people in the whole organization. Now, if you look at the timeline, the time schedule and stuff that you have with the rehabilitation committee, they take all these guys from Charles F. James, I think it's from William Sherrill. No, William Esker, they claim Marcus Allen, and they claim James Stewart. And then for James Stewart, it's William Sherrill. And then for William Sherrill, it's Thomas Harvey. And then for Thomas Harvey, it's Charles L. James. Charles L. James has been in battle. Marcus Garvey Jr. Marcus Garvey Jr. came out after what's his name? He came to our league. But he's the one that he came to Cleveland. I was talking about it. After that, now, the true legitimate President Jones of the UNIA, Marcus Allen, James Stewart, and James Bennett, Vernon Wilson, and Mrs. Hargrave, those are the only ones that are part of the true legitimate President of the UNIA. So now, go back to the time and look at the reference. Now, what was happening with the rehabilitation? Everybody that was going out of the organization was over to the rehabilitation. Charles L. James was going out of the organization by the next week. He generated still, and once you're generating still, the organization can then pull off. Never hold off again, but how did he become Secretary General? When you look at that timeline, you'll see that they have James Stewart and William Sherrill being President General at the same time. James Stewart, President General, he died. That's the way. Then later, William Sherrill left the organization. So, give you history and stuff here, and you go back and say, so, moving forward, I'm going back, and I'm telling you about the 1918 and the land over the leaves. So, Isaac Mark left land, a lot of land, over the leaves to the year 1918. Unbeknownst to these general groups, went back and incorporated. They went back and incorporated, then there was a notice that came out saying that hey, well, you get to do an agricultural business, have to go and get this land. Am I doing this now? So, so you go away, and his group, as well as Abdel Asimov and him that started out, or Abdel Asimov, the girl of our mommy, they went over there. Represented UNIA Inc. Say, well, wait, and all the rest of them went over and represented UNIA August 1929 of the world. The people in Belize said this land was not left to UNIA August 1929 of the world, it was left to 1918. And they kicked them out the office. Well, they came back, and they went to New York, and they falsified documents. They took people's names and stuff off. And this is what's one of the attorney that they had? The big guy. No, the one that had lost was McFarland. But anyway, they falsified these documents. And then.